One thing about this map, though, is people in Canada looked at it and said, wait a minute, you Americans don't know the geography of Canada. What did they miss? Well, no, not so much. Well, it's interesting. Quebec, very distinctive voting pattern. It votes for the Parti Québécois, but it's actually, the Parti Québécois is fairly left. The province that they're missing is the Canadian province of Alberta, sometimes known as the Texas of Canada. It comes out in oil. It comes out in voting patterns, to be sure. So that's sort of the Canadian correction to that map. A few other things to note about this is, I was going to use the term cartographic obliteration of the United States for that. Well, is this an accurate view? And again, we can go back and forth on it. As I said before, many people say, no, not accurate at all. Not only is the American populace at large not very polarized, but actually the geographic structure of that voting pattern is not particularly polarized either. If you put it in a scale from 100% Democratic voting to 100% Republican, we get a purple America. Yeah, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, they look pretty red. Massachusetts, Vermont look pretty blue, but just about everything else is fairly purple, a different take on the issue. And I'll be showing you a number of maps, both later today and through this course, that tries to show you the in-betweenness of a lot of these voting patterns that we can see. One thing else that I'm going to do is take you all the way back historically. Most of the course is going to focus on the recent period. 2000, 2004, and 2008 will occupy most of our time. We're also going to explore the history of this.